let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Onanta Forbes, who joins us each week to discuss some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her adventures on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Hello, Onanta. It's been quite a while since I chatted with you. You are back home. I am back home. So welcome back.
Yeah, good to be home. Always good to come home to Canada. It's good to sleep in your own bed. Good to have, you know, I haven't actually cooked in a long time. So I actually, you know, turned on my stove, turned on my oven, and enjoyed even cooking. So it's nice to be home.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's one of the things, right? When you're away, no matter what you're doing, depending on your accommodations, but yeah, you don't really cook much, and you were gone for quite a long time.
Yeah, so from mid-January till the first part of April, so just 10 days shy of 3 months. So, and the goal was to, it was us being snowbirds, getting away from winter, and we came back last week, and it was the weather's good, can't complain. So you know, if it snows, it'll be just a little burst, I'm sure. But yeah, so a lot of people do snowbird. It is something to consider if you are retired. You have the resources and you have the opportunity to go. There's lots of places in the world to go. Cruising is huge as far as longer stays. And I think I even mentioned in one of our previous shows that I was surprised at how many people were repeat world cruisers as far as, grand voyages and so on. So different destinations to consider around the world. We definitely enjoyed having, our cabin cleaned twice a day. We purchased on Holland in America, you can purchase unlimited laundry. So that was really easy to do. Like, it didn't matter how many items you had, you could put as little as you wanted or as much as you wanted. So that wasn't an issue. You know, great to have the choice of dressing up and going into the dining room, or just being casual and going to the buffet on the Lido deck for different, you know, to enjoy some food. And one of the good things about Holland in America, they always offer ice cream. I just love ice cream. And so you had that all the time. And then, you know, some of our destinations were pretty hot, so that ice cream went down quite well. Enjoyed our time away. It was 42 days on a cruise, and that was the longest we've ever been on a cruise. Like, the before, it was 16 days. So we enjoyed our days at sea. We enjoyed what you could do when, you know, as far as activities while you were at sea, or grab a crossword and go sit on your balcony and enjoy the fresh air and just work on your crossword if you wanted. Or they have a library on board too. So that was really good, because I love to read, and they had lots of different copies of different, books. So you could pick and choose what you wanted, try different authors or different genres. And if you didn't want it, just put it back, really. Movies on board. And they were first run movies. Like, we saw Wicked, we saw Conclave. So it wasn't like old. There were some older movies, yes, I'm not going to lie, but yeah, it was pretty amazing as far as what we saw. Like, lots of different destinations, from, you know, Australia, going into Asia, going into Africa. So you can take it as little tasters for if you want to go back for a longer stay or a longer visit on a land stay.
Well, and it's interesting too, you talk about some of the destinations, and you don't even have to go that far, because you can do back-to-back cruises to the Caribbean. There's Eastern, Western Caribbean, there's Southern Caribbean. You can do a reposition cruise through the Panama Canal from the West Coast to the East Coast, and you'll cover, 4 or 5 weeks in no time. So you don't necessarily have to go as far as you did, although that's amazing too. But if you're looking at that kind of not your thing to go that far, you don't have to go that far.
No, not at all. And it's nice because there's a lot of cruise lines out there. So there's a lot of variety and a lot of choice. And with that choice comes some pretty competitive offers. So working with your travel advisor, you know, they can tell you what is out there, and they can keep an eye on different destinations or different itineraries that you may be interested in, and you know, give you a call when the time is right. And of course, once you've been on one cruise, you'll get lots of mailers and
Yes.
emails, so you're not going to be out of the loop at all.
Well, you're a Mariner now, isn't that their
Yeah.
loyalty program
Yeah,
for
three
Holland America?
stars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See,
So
it
yeah,
doesn't
you
take
could go,
long.
no, you can go up to 5 stars in a couple of pro cruises. You might be close. And they did have lovely little ceremonies on board for people who have sailed, you know, quite a number of nights. So it's always nice to see the loyalty that somebody has to a cruise line, but just the loyalty to cruising in itself. Because for me, as a travel advisor, that's one of my most repeat and referred type of vacation, as
Well,
far as people wanting to, you know, go away.
cruisers will cruise, as I always say. So they're a
They
very
do.
loyal bunch. Now coming home, did you have to fly through a U.S. airport?
No, I didn't. We flew, actually, we had to fly back to, just because of the way our tickets were, we flew back to Australia from Sydney and then flew to Vancouver and Vancouver to Calgary. So, no, we did not. And it was pretty seamless as far as, you know, getting through airports and so on. We had the luxury of having mostly direct flights. And definitely, if you're going away, no matter if it's short or long, always look at the nonstop options and the direct options, because it just makes it a lot more easier for your body.
Well, the reason I ask is because if you've been following the news, the travel news especially, there are lots of stories coming out about going to the US, traveling to the US, particularly for Canadians, which we're going to discuss. I just happened to come back from the United States not too long ago. I was in Louisiana and Kentucky, had an amazing time. And I will say, personally, this is a personal anecdote, no issues whatsoever about getting into the US from their border officials. The three questions they ask: where are you going, why are you going, and how long are you going? Thank you, have a nice trip. So, and I will say too that going through the border, I know that travel is down to the US, but it didn't seem on the day that I was traveling that people were hesitating about traveling to the US. My flight was to Dallas, Fort Worth. That was full. The immigration was a long, long lineup. That was my experience. But I know that some people are leery. Now, my question to you would be, do you have clients that are leery? And what do you say to them?
Well, for example, like, you know, when we did notice a decline in American travel in early January after the initial announcements of the tariffs from the US. And so Canadians were looking to book away from the US for new trips. I can't say I got a lot of cancellations for already existing trips. Also, you know, factoring in, you know, in addition to the tariffs, I want to say that is that the weaker Canadian dollar is encouraging clients to travel more domestically, as it's more affordable. And then also you have to look at the airports and airlines that are adapting to the trend, because the airlines are going to go where the interest is, or where people want to go, so that you are maybe seeing some routes being cut or reducing the number of flights on a route. So think about that. And as far as what I would say as far as advice for travelers, know the rules. So like US entry and exit rules can vary and change without notice. So the Canadian government recommends verifying the latest requirements directly with the US embassies or consulates in Canada. You could do that online. You could talk to your travel advisor. And then prepare for inspection. So expect scrutiny at ports of entry. So this includes possible questioning and checks for your personal devices, and cooperate fully. So non-compliance or withholding information could lead to denial of entry or detention. And you know, this serves to update that a reminder that traveling to the US is not guaranteed, even for Canadian passport holders. So doing your homework before crossing the border is a the best way to avoid delays or complications. And for the most current information, you visit the Government of Canada's Travel Advisory page and consult U.S. foreign representatives in Canada, as well as working with your travel advisor, because we all know that people like to book their own trip, but that's when you really are on your own.
True. To me, I think it's like I read some of the headlines, and I think Canadians don't realize how good they had it
Oh,
traveling
yeah.
to the US. Like, especially now that you've come back from being halfway around the world and the entry requirements that you had to go through to get to Australia, for example, and a lot of the other entry requirements, because you're on a cruise. A lot of that's taken care of for you. And now being a travel advisor, firsthand what the entry requirements are for other countries. I just saw a headline about Brazil, where Canadians need a visa to get into Brazil. So I go back to my point about I don't think we realize how good we had it going to the US. And in some cases, I think we're kind of spoiled. And it's like having a kid to where the parent takes the candy away from the kid. And that might be a little bit dramatic on my part, but that's the impression I kind of get.
Well, yeah, times are changing, that's for sure. And we're seeing that throughout the world as well as going into the US. So is it, I guess at the end of the day, sometimes it just boils down to perception is reality. And if you see something on news media that, is pretty dramatic or, is heightening a situation, you're going to think that's just the way it is. But information is power. So, get your facts first before you panic.
Absolutely. And two, if you want to go to the United States, go. Like, by all means, it's a personal choice, I think. If you don't want to for a personal choice, that's your choice as well. The people that I met in Louisiana and Kentucky, they're all very warm, welcoming people. And, I don't think you should judge a whole country based on one person's policies, put it that way.
Yeah, absolutely, because I don't think the tourism industry in the US, they're feeling the effect if Canadians decide not to travel. So of course, they want you to come, but as you say, the administration now in power does make you question your decision about where to travel. But I think at the end of the day, travel. Go wherever maybe the US isn't a point of interest now, but there's other places in the world that are definitely good value for Canadians, like Japan, like Australia, going to Indonesia and Asia. So think about that. Don't let one destination stop you from traveling, because you never know when the world will change.
This is very true. Always good advice. Onanda Forbes is a travel expert. You can follow her on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Onanda Forbes. OnandaForbes.com is her website. Good chatting, Onanta.
Thank you.